coming back to Ontario, Brooke Nichols, and she's just so excited to be on tour. Let's talk about it. Brooke Nichols, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know you're excited because you made the announcement on a zip line. Tell us what you were doing.
You know, I was leading worship at a women's event, actually, and they had a zip line there. You could pay extra to go on it. And I thought, okay, this looks, I've never been on a zip line before. I thought, this is really fun. And then while I was getting geared up to go on, I thought, what if I taped my phone to my hand? So we did it. We taped my phone to my hand and we went down the zip line and it was really fun. Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, right over a body of water, it looked like.
Yeah, it was a little bit scary, to be honest, but worth it.
My goodness. All right, well, quickly tell us, what would you bring from Ontario out west, and what would you bring from out west back to Ontario if you could?
You know what? If I was going to come to Ontario, I'd bring some Lee's Donuts to my friends.
Oh, really?
The Vancouver thing, very yummy, very calorie-free, delicious.
Oh. Lee's Donuts? Lee's Donuts? I'm just marking this down. Lee's Donuts. Okay. And what are they missing out west that you can only get back here in Ontario?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what I really love about back home in Ontario, though, is actually, I mean, it's a very different vibe out here, but I really love the culture back home. Yeah. When we were living in Hamilton before we moved, where we were living, there was just so many, like, restaurants and coffee shops and just lots of boutiques, and it was very vibey and very cool. Yeah. And I miss that. And also, I'm going to be honest, there's no Tim Hortons where I live.
Oh.
And, like, listen, you can judge me all you want. I love a Tim Hortons coffee.
Well, around this neck of the woods, yeah, you can turn around and there's another one.
I love it. You're going to catch me drinking Tim's all tour.
All right. Good. Well, we're excited. Let's talk about the tour a little bit. You've got a guest coming with you as well?
I do, yeah. Jaden. She's been a friend of ours for a few years now. She's a student at Canada Christian College, and she's a beautiful worship leader. And so she's someone that I just, you know, when I was her age, you know, I wish somebody invested in me. And so it's been our delight to be able to bring her with us and just love on her and just encourage her and her gift.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. And now tell us, what are the kind of songs that are kind of stirring in your heart right now?
Yeah. You know, if I'm being honest, like, I'm feeling in general, like, pretty tender these days, just with the, you know, the new life that I'm living. It's really brought me to a place of just, like, brokenness, and not bad, but just, I'm just raw, if I'm being honest. And so what I'm bringing to this tour is just my whole self. You know, my heart is just going to be, like, laid out on that stage, just, like, entering into the presence of God. You know, I'm too emotional thinking about it, but, you know, what I've learned in my life is that when we come before God with all of who we are, like, the Lord meets us exactly how we are, you know? He knows what we need. He sees us. He understands us. Mm-hmm. And he's quick to respond. And so I'm expectant that everyone who comes to these nights, we're going to come and just bring who we are before the Lord. And I'm expectant that he's going to meet us the way we need to be met and fill us the way we need to be filled. And so, yeah, I feel excited. And I feel grateful for the way Jesus meets us and cares for us. So they're going to be really powerful nights.
Well, speaking of being who you are, you were recently... someone is imitating you online.
Yeah, that was weird.
Isn't that strange? Why? That you reached that point in your, you know, in what you're doing, that somebody feels like they could just kind of jump on and just say, oh yeah, I'm her. That was weird.
Yeah, that was very weird. Listen, if anybody asks for money, don't do it. It's not me.
All right, yeah. Tonight in Listowel, tomorrow in Orangeville, June 5th in Huntsville, June 6th in Innisfil, and June 9th in Peterborough. Where can people catch up with you, Brooke, and just stay up to date on what you're doing, what you're writing, what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'm always pretty active on social media. You can find me on Facebook or on Instagram. I'm always giving updates, writing devotionals. You know, I've also got a new song that's on its way out. I'm going to be sharing that at this night of worship, and so I'm really excited for people to hear that and to sing along with that with me. So, yeah, I hope people follow along.
Perfect. We're going to post some links on our social media as well, where you can get tickets and catch up with Brooke. Brooke Nichols, can't wait to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Todd.